Well, good morning. It is 7:42 a.m. on Friday, July the 12th, 2024, on a mostly clear morning here on the Front Ranges of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There are some clouds off to the east. They seem to be moving away. I don't see anything moving in to replace them. I really didn't need the extra sweatshirt this morning, but I had it on and forgot to take it off, and the next thing I know, I got my pockets loaded down and I'm out the door, so we'll be a little warm this morning. That's all right. Much to talk about today. The bread came out okay. It was ready to bake when I got back, so I started up the cooking machine and had it all done by 9 o'clock. So by the time the heat of the day rolled around, the bread baking was a memory. The loaves came out nice. They look good. I had a slice this morning and tastes pretty good. A little bit denser, maybe, than the last batch. I can't really tell. The crumb looks pretty much the same. Color looks about the same. They come out of the oven quite dark and chewy. My legs are tired today. I don't know quite why. I wasn't working very hard getting here, walking along. Sauntering. Joan Jett and Aha. Good morning. Good morning. God, there's people all over the place here this morning. What the hell? Okay, here comes one I recognize. Yeah, my hips and legs. Holy cow. What's going on? Not fun. Morning.
Good morning.
My eyes checked again. I used to have really good distance vision after my cataract surgery. Morning. And that was like 10 years ago now, so I suppose it's understandable that my eyes will have changed enough that I've noticed. Okay, I get back on the sidewalk. Yeah, good tunes this morning, hiking along. Pretenders. The Go-Go's Vacation. Wicked fun. Finish up with Aha. Take on Me. Didn't actually finish the song. It's like, alright, I know how this ends. I shut it off and started the recorder up. I'm still reading Painter. I'm into book 3. Fox's Curse, I think is. It's pretty good. Still keeping me engaged in Sarah. Lydia. Lydia Crow. Still playing Fallout 4. I made level 79. Or 80, I think. I'm really close to 81. Playing up in Far Harbor finally. It's with the demise of the Brotherhood of Steel and the Institute. I'm being sent to Far Harbor to do synth retrieval. And oddly, in new places that I have never seen the synth retrieval before, they quite frequently show up in the same places over and over and over again. You have to go here. I know exactly where they are before I even get there. Rogue cursor, wiping out the rogue cursors. Elimination. There's just so much inconsistency with this. There are times when murder is not just suggested, it's sanctioned, if not required. Bringing down the Pridwin and everybody aboard. Most of them were dead first. Knocking off the raiders in Nuka World is kind of a no-brainer. It's like, yeah, these people live on the blood of others. And so the lone survivor puts on his vigilante hat and wipes them out. I'm still waiting for the traitors to lose their... their collars. At some point, the game takes the collars off. And I'm not exactly sure where that happens. But occasionally, it happened the last couple of playthroughs, they takes off their collar and all their clothes. Morning. Lady who spilled her coffee all over her cup and now is trying to get it off her hands. I almost bought Fallout New Vegas. All of the reviews of the franchise say New Vegas is actually the best game. Fallout 4 is actually way down on the list for most people. And it was New Vegas was on sale for like 40-50% off for the summer sale. And I was just about to pull a trigger and realize that this yesterday and realized that the sale had expired at noon. And it's like, oh, shit. I could have got it for $10. Now I'd have to pay 20. I know, what will I do? Looking at some of the gameplay, it's like, you know, it's kind of silly, but the graphics matter so much. Good morning. I saw that guy on the other corner just starting out. A new NPC, perhaps. Yeah, I didn't need the hoodie this morning. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Get over and walk in the shade. Try to get out of the direct sun. Oh ho. Good morning, Hawk. That was not orchestral, that was something larger. Perhaps a Sharpshin or a Cooper. Scooted across right in front of me. The other birds were mobbing at that. You might have heard them calling. It's a blue jay. I hear a robin chirping. Now here's a lady with a full house. Regular dog, small auxiliary dog. And a toddler. Good morning. Oh, that was clever. The woman has both dogs on a leash, and the toddler has a little leash attached to the little dog. What a clever solution. A lot of bird noises this morning. Got a new fountain pen yesterday. across Bailey Light. Lady's cooling her lab, having her morning cigarette. So not much on the agenda for the day. I've got to do, or I should do, yeah, otherwise I'm going to wind up under the oven all weekend. I need to do the groceries, or I want to do the groceries today before I get tied up in weekend grocery traffic. Get some stuff I can put on the grill. Maybe some chicken I can chunk up and turn into kebabs or something. Go with the kebabs. Now I've got vacation stuck in my head. You'd think it would be aha, you'd think it would be wham, but no, vacation, the go-go's. I suppose vacation is better than walk like an Egyptian. That has a tendency to get, oh, damn it. So anyway, I don't know. It's going to be another day. It's going to be a hot one. It's supposed to be like 100 today. It was supposed to be 100 yesterday. I don't think it got above 96, which made it a relatively warm day here. Not too outrageous for summer. For July, 100 days in August, we'll be starting the countdown of consecutive days with 100 degrees or more soon, if we haven't already. August through September, I think. I don't know what the record is. It's more than, I'm pretty sure it's more than 20 consecutive days of 100 or more. My lawn is looking like it's Kentucky bluegrass trying to survive in a desert. That is not very well. Okay, I'm gonna brave this guy. He has to stop at the stop sign. I can get through his lane before the stop sign. That's good. Oh, here comes a familiar beard. Morning.
Morning.
That voice. Morning. playing with old Longfellow. Speaking of voice, playing with old Longfellow in Far Harbor. That's the first time I've played with him as a companion. There's a lot of these that I have never played as a companion. I played with Dance. Jesus. What a horror show. I suspect Dance would be good for a certain playthrough, but I tend to go for Stealth Sniper. It's my fave. It's the one I find most satisfying. Of course, it's the only one I ever really dedicate playtime to. This playthrough with high charisma and luck, focused on developing settlements and rebuilding the Commonwealth, is much less about sneaking up on people and much more about building things up. Try to get around this lady. Good morning. So it's been really fun. I still have not gotten out to Spectacle Island. It's only a matter of swimming out to it. I have Aqua Boy. What a great perk that is. Oh my God. Need to go somewhere and swim. I need to get around the island and swim. Need to cross the river, swim. No radiation from swimming. I should have taken the second perk so I'm invisible when underwater. I could just dive underwater and swim past people, but swimming is so fast that it's like you hardly ever notice. That's so much fun. It's really fun. I played a swimmer once before, and spent a lot of time diving for wrecks and looking to see if I could find things underwater, and there's remarkably little down there. And it's dark. It's very hard to see. But as a transportation mode, man, it is very, very overpowered, as they say. Okay, I made it. There wasn't really any doubt I was always going to make it. It's just that, holy cow, that was a workout. I don't know why today was a workout compared to yesterday, but it was. So rather than saying, how come, I'll just say, I'm back. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.